from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia sends 3 fallen UN peacekeepers to hometowns for burial and sustainable agriculture to achieve food security. Here is the complete details. Indonesia's military on Saturday night repatriated the bodies of 3 peacekeepers killed in Lebanon, sending them to their hometowns for burial after a ceremony at Soekarno-Hatta Airport. The attacks were triggered by Israeli artillery fire that struck positions of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL. Indonesia has condemned the incidents and called for a thorough investigation by the United Nations. Indonesia remains one of the largest contributors to UN peacekeeping missions worldwide. Indonesia's Forestry Ministry reaffirmed its commitment to supporting sustainable agriculture and the development of technology to help achieve food self-sufficiency. Deputy Forestry Minister Rohmat Marzuki said in a statement on Saturday that the discussion covered the development of strategic commodities such as garlic and strengthening data-driven agricultural systems through the use of AI. This approach is expected to increase productivity and efficiency, as well as support the stability of food commodity supplies and prices. Furthermore, the use of AI is being promoted in real-time agricultural data collection and analysis systems to support more accurate and responsive policy making to field conditions. Next news is coming from Indonesia urged UNSC meeting over attacks on peacekeepers. Indonesia has requested an extraordinary United Nations Security Council UNSC meeting to discuss attacks on UN peacekeepers in Lebanon. Foreign Minister Sugiono said in Tangerang, Banten on Saturday that the move was taken as a firm response to the deaths of 3 Indonesian peacekeepers serving in the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL. Sugiono said, France, the Security Council spendholder on Lebanon, had agreed to Indonesia's request. Through the meeting, Indonesia aims to strongly condemn attacks targeting UN peacekeeping personnel and facilities. Let's move on to our next news, where Indonesia demands security guarantees for UN peacekeepers in Lebanon. Indonesia has demanded security guarantees for all peacekeeping personnel following an attack that killed 3 Indonesian soldiers serving in Lebanon. Foreign Minister Sugiono said in Tangerang on Saturday that the fundamental difference between peacekeeping and peacemaking missions, noting that UN troops are not combatants. Indonesian personnel assigned to the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, are neither equipped nor mandated to conduct combat operations. President Prabowo Subianto condemned the heinous act that led to the deaths of 3 Indonesian peacekeepers serving with the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL. In a post on his official Instagram account on Saturday, he said the nation is mourning the loss of its personnel who died while carrying out a noble mission to maintain peace. He added that the state will honor the fallen soldiers and ensure their sacrifices are not forgotten. Indonesia has also strongly condemned the attacks and called for a thorough investigation, while requesting an extraordinary United Nations Security Council meeting to address the incidents. Next news is on Batam immigration chief suspended over tourist extortion allegations. Indonesia's Directorate General of Immigration said the head of the Batam Immigration Office, Hajar Aswad, has been temporarily suspended over alleged extortion involving foreign tourists at the Batam Center International Ferry Terminal. Riau Islands Regional Immigration Office head Ujo Sujoto said on Saturday that the suspension would not disrupt services at the Batam Immigration Office, adding that an acting head will be appointed on April 6. The case went viral after a group of Singaporean tourists reported being asked to pay money by immigration officers at the Batam Center International Ferry Terminal from March 13 to 14. Last but not least, we have news from Indonesia's Mount Semeru eruption since pyroclastic flow 3.5 kilometers. An eruption at Mount Semeru on the Lumajang-Malang border in East Java triggered a pyroclastic flow reaching 3.5 kilometers on Sunday morning. Observation Post Officer Yadi Yuliandi said in a written report that a thick gray ash column drifted westward. Authorities advised the public to avoid activities in the southeastern sector along Besuk Kobokan within 13 kilometers of the summit. Beyond that, residents should stay at least 500 meters away from riverbanks along Besuk Kobokan due to the risk of expanding pyroclastic flows and lava reaching up to 17 kilometers. The public is also urged to avoid a 5-kilometer radius from the crater due to the risk of ejected incandescent rocks. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here is keyword of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Cut Nyadin. Cut Nyadin is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Cut Nyadin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Tergoda aku tuh berpikir, dia yang tercinta, mengapa telah lama tak nampak dirimu di sini? Jangankan ingin ku tersenyum, tak ada gairah, ku ingin selalu bersamamu. Kini ku
Listener, here is the Woman of Indonesia, a special series to celebrate and commemorate the Kartini Day and the amazing role of women in Indonesia. And today, we will talk about Butet Manurung. When going to the forest, anyone might be thinking about adventure or at least the nature. Butet Manurung was thinking about that at first. But later, she was thinking about the people living in the forest. Saur Marlina Manurung, or known as Butet Manurung, dreamed about an adventurous job like Indiana Jones. That dream came true, but not as easy as young Butet imagined. So, in nearly 2000s, Butet Manurung became an anthropologist for a conservation NGO. She went deep into the forest of Bukit 12 in Jambi. Butet was assigned to spend 3 weeks in the forest. The goal was to research the life of Anak Dalam or Orang Rimba, an indigenous tribe of Bukit Duablas. Unlike other researchers, when your laboratory is the nature, then the nature is what you get. In the forest, Butet Manurung had to run away from bears. She got to jump into the river. Her shoes were stuck in the mud. Her hat and bag were stuck to the bushes. Her equipment brought her down. Meanwhile, Orang Rimba was only wearing loincloth, and they avoided the bears easily. They even asked why she was wearing all that equipment in the forest. At that time, Butet got a reality check that everything modern is not always the best choice. The loincloth of Orang Rimba might be deemed as primitive. However, that is the best choice anyone can have in the forest. While amazed with the modest life of Orang Rimba or Anak Dalam tribe, Butet saw something very concerning. These people cannot read and write, not even count 1, 2, 3. They only have survival skills. The basic literacy and numeracy skills were not about meeting modern standard again, but it is a crucial capital when the forest is getting intervention from the outside world. When there is a conflict between Orang Rimba and any company that want to explore or exploit the forest, they always depend on others to communicate. They cannot defend themselves even in words. So, Butet set herself a simple mission: to teach 100 Orang Rimba basic literacy and numeracy skill in a year. Well, good intentions aren't always welcome. Outsiders often came, made Orang Rimba signed or stamped on a paper without them understanding the content, and then their forest was cut down. Those pencils or pens outsiders brought was called a sharp-edged devil. Obviously, Orang Rimba found it difficult to trust outsiders. Butet was an outsider. Her mission will need pens or pencils. So, she was just another outsider carrying a sharp-edged devil. If not, at least she might carry disease from the outside. Orang Rimba or Anak Dalam tribe then often kicked Butet out. But she did not stop. She kept trying to earn their trust. The dream of becoming Indiana Jones has turned into love for Orang Rimba. And that love
year of
was
teaching
not
in the forest.
Butet already had around 200 students. She earned the trust and respect of the chief of the tribe. In 2003, Butet Manurung founded the Sokola Rimba or the Jungle School. This wasn't just a school, it was a whole new approach to education. One that fits the community, not the other way around. The school provides basic literacy and numeracy skills that allow the Orang Rimba to solve their issues or decide their own life. It does not make them leave their culture. The school helps them to keep it. And guess what? It worked. Her program expanded to many remote areas across Indonesia and helped thousands of indigenous people access education. Because of her work, Butet received major international recognition, including the Ramon Magsaysay Award, often called Asia's Nobel Prize. She was also named one of the Time magazine's Heroes of Asia. Butet Sokola Institutes even became one of the winners of the UNESCO Confucius Prize for Literacy 2024. The award recognizes outstanding efforts in promoting literacy among indigenous communities through an innovative and integrative approach. But what makes Butet Manurung truly inspiring isn't just the award. It's her belief that education is not about changing who people are, but helping them survive and thrive in their own world. when you are listening to this, you are very privileged. There are others in different parts of the world who might still need a hand to help them thrive. You can lend a hand, because that is what Butet Manurung would have done. Listener, that is today's episode of Women of Indonesia about Butet Manurung. Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Safridella. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be? Could it be? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never? Terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be? Could it be? Could it be love? Could it be love? Something that I never had. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be? Could it be? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never had? Oh, mungkinkah ini cinta?
Still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Golden hour, heavenly view, wonderful beaches, rich marine biodiversity, and historical places comprises around 110 to 342 islands scattered through it. Let me introduce you to Pulau Seribu. Pulau Seribu are the thousand island located in the north of Jakarta that can be accessed through ferry, boat, or speedboat. Featuring a mix of inhabited islands, eco-resorts, and conservative areas, Pulau Seribu is the best choice for a retreat. Pulau Seribu holds a lot of secret due to not all of his islands is being a tourist attraction, but also holds a massive treasure within it, such as Pulau Pramuka, which is a turtle conservative center, also Pulau Pari that feature virgin sand beach and mangrove forests. Pulau Pari is a perfect place for snorkeling, cycling, and relaxed beach activities with eco-friendly ambience. Craving for an exciting activities? Pulau Tidung is the right choice, famed for the Love Bridge or Jembatan Cinta that connects Tidung Besar and Tidung Kecil Island. This island offers biking, snorkeling, sunset views, and water sports activities for you. Also, if you want to witness the beauty of under the sea, you have Pulau Harapan. This island is known for excellent diving and snorkeling spots, beautiful coral reefs, and serves as a gateway to nearby small islands like Dolphin and Perak Islands. And if you want a comfort place to stay and rest, and also want to spend a private time with your loved ones, Pulau Machan or Tiger Island is a great choice. Pulau Machan is an eco-resort island that offers private beaches, snorkeling, kayaking, and peaceful retreats ideal for honeymooners or nature enthusiasts. There's a lot of more about this heavenly place of Pulau Seribu Island that you can witness yourself will be waiting for you in Pulau Seribu.
Any child around us might be a victim of bullying. They are hidden in plain sight because there are no apparent signs, and they are reluctant to seek help from adults. So, how do adults, especially parents and teachers, build trust so a bullying victim might want to open up? Here is the opinion of a psychologist at the Faculty of Psychology, Universitas Negeri Jakarta, Dr. Zarina Akbar.
Yeah. When it happened to our students, when it happened to our child, what we supposed to do? First, stay calm and create a safety for our children or our students. We need or we supposed to provide a safe and calm environment. We need to validate the child's feeling first. The most important thing is how to build the trust in here, to trust that they can share their story, they can share what they're feeling, what happened to them actually. Second, we listen without judgment. We listen without judgment. So children often feel disappointed because like we as an adult, parents or teachers, like somehow like we avoid quickly give us some advice or give punishment, right? So try to listen what they're talking, what they're sharing without judgment. And the third, document everything, keep track of the names, date, screenshot, for example, like in cyberbullying cases, everything they talk or share to us, that we keep document everything. And the most important things, they collaborate with the school, for example. Collaborate with school is very, very important in here, with the teacher, with the school principal, to coordinate about these things and monitor their emotional and also their health condition. I think that's this kind. What can we do when we detect this sign happen to our child or to our students? Yeah.
You can listen to the full VOI talk on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesian.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi VOI listener, today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi. Boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a traditional song from Maluku entitled O Ulate. The song tells about a longing of someone. The one who is longing is an Ambonese who looks sweet when laughing. She hopes she will meet him one day. This longing expression is in part of lyrics form as pantun or rhyming poetry. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song O Ulate by Patty Sisters. Happy listening!
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Jalananmu jauh
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Fidi Aldiano. Oxavia Aldiano, also known as Fidi Aldiano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Fidi Aldiano used the stage name Fidi, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Fidi collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi. This music group consists of Fatan Garna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Sarasvati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Fidi also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Fidi's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Fidi's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Fidi Aldiano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sandra, deadline di muka, cemas meraja, sesaknya di dada. Banyak problema, seperti tanda tua. Ku tak berdaya, akankah mereda. Ada kalanya merenung lagi manja, harus bisa terima dalam kuasa. Dasar kita manusia ingin hidup yang senang-senang aja, tenang-tenang aja, walau tak selalu indah. Jangan ragu untuk melangkah, senyumin dulu aja.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terasa bias indah warna tawa beranjak, tinggalkan wajahku terlihat jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu.
Stay true, get through, always from your heart, always from your heart.
Satu api kita tetap dipadamkan. Satu karena your heart, always from your heart.
Voice of Indonesia.